It was a warm Monday morning in May at the John Felice Rome Center, a Jesuit subsidiary campus of Loyola University Chicago, not far from Vatican City. Having just taken his first official teaching job at the Rome Center, young Robert Anglicus was leading his maiden class in medieval studies for the esteemed academy's summer session. As he began, his voice betrayed his nervousness as he dug into the gist of his introduction.
Okay, well, the, Middle Ages, also known as the medieval period, was a time of great political and social change in Europe. It was a period of transition between the ancient world and the modern era, and it saw the rise and fall of great empires, advances in architecture, art, and literature, trade and commerce, and the development of new systems of government and society.
As he continued, he ambled up and down the aisles between desk rows, as much to keep moving to relieve his mild anxiety as to better engage with his students. During this time, the Catholic Church was a dominant force in Europe, shaping both religious and secular life, while feudalism provided the social and economic framework for much of society. The church was also the primary source of education at the time. Monks and nuns were responsible for preserving ancient texts and knowledge, and they taught literacy and numeracy to those who sought it. The church played a vital role in social organization as well. It provided a sense of community, support, and charity to people who were vulnerable, such as widows and orphans. It also offered guidance on marriage and family life, as well as regulating moral behavior. Even in politics, bishops and other church officials had major influence in the governance of local communities, and the church played a fundamental role in the coronation of kings and queens. By understanding the complexities and nuances of this period, we can gain insight into the origins of many of the political, social, and cultural institutions that still shape our world today. And on he continued. Despite first-day jitters, he felt it was a fine opening lecture, and his unease lessened as he found his ground and observed his students paying rapt attention, each of whom had worked hard to earn a coveted spot in the prestigious international school. At 31 years of age, Robbie Anglicus was the youngest professor on campus, a fact that drew some derision from the older, stodgier faculty, but welcome praise from the more progressive academic staff and students who could better relate to a younger, more liberally enlightened teacher. Robbie had been encouraged to apply for the position by his close friend and fellow Loyola alumnus, Dr. Aaron Pierce, who himself had only been teaching at the Rome Center since the fall semester. Originally from London, Robbie was a striking and engaging Englishman from a once aristocratic family with ancient roots in Wessex. He sported long, curly blonde hair cresting clear blue eyes on an angular face atop a fit 6-foot frame. Like Aaron, he was an avid lacrosse player, and once he'd adjusted to life on campus, was intent on joining one of the local teams that frequently gathered on the campus's Loyola Ramblers lacrosse field for practice and competitive tourneys. Cugina Bar was nestled in the back alley off a main avenue near the John Felice Rome Center campus, a place where many students and younger faculty met up after classes to toss back a beer or two. Its atmosphere had a cool vibe to it, with light jazz playing softly in the background and Italian Renaissance reproductions hanging on high, pale yellow walls. Aaron, Father Michael Dominic from the Vatican, and Le Monde journalist Hannah Sinclair had already entered the bar when Robbie strode in and waved to Aaron.
"I've heard so much about both of you from this one," Robbie addressed Michael and Hannah as he motioned to Aaron with his thumb. "It is a pleasure to finally meet the lovely Hannah. Aaron has told me so much about you."
Hannah looked at Aaron askance, and he grinned in return. It was clear Aaron had mentioned their dating to his good friend, and that Hannah was a bit surprised at the mention of it.